and welcome to Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures. I'm Jason.
Why is there a question mark on that?
You know, because I've been doing another podcast for about 2 years now where it has almost the exact same intro and it's also Jason and a somebody, and I just record more.
Well, which one of these podcasts came first?
This one, but I record more of the other one. So I have to pause every time with that second name because I almost now want to introduce the other person that's not on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. Well, but I won't bring them up because this is the Jason and Ashley podcast.
Thank you.
Excellent Adventures.
Thank you.
Yes, the podcast where we get more personal on Patreon. We've been doing this. How long have we been doing Jason and Ashley?
Since 2018.
Really? 2018. Yeah. So it's been a 4-year run.
Yeah.
Wow. What did we do? Did we have an $8 level? Oh, that's before that was Crisis Club or whatever.
What year did we do Crisis Club?
I don't know. We're going to get deep on the Patreon here, guys. Everybody.
Whatever year Crisis on Infinite Earths happened, I guess.
2018?
I think it must have been 2018. Because it was all, even Crisis Club was before the Panini, so.
2018, I think.
Yeah.
And then Blackest Night Club was 2019.
I think so.
Yes, I think so. And then 2020, we did something different. Which I don't remember. Anyways, we're here to talk about the Patreon. Here to talk about Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures. Ashley, how do we want to introduce this episode? What is this episode? What are we going to call this one? We didn't even talk about this.
I think we'll call it like the future of Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventure.
The future of Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures.
Maybe we'll just call it the future, but if we call it like the future of Jason and Ashley, like people are going to think that we're like ending everything.
Write down the future of Excellent Adventures.
Okay.
So we're talking about here, everybody, we've been doing the Jason Ashley's Excellent Adventures for about 4 years now, and we've noticed in the last like 6 months or so that it has become more and more difficult to make these.
Yeah, we're just being like super frank with everyone. We're not having as much fun as we used to
doing these.
And in the sense that we are having a harder time
finding the topics,
coming up with topics, or even, I don't know if we maybe ever had a good grasp on what this was or what like the elevator pitch of this was.
Just the podcast where we got personal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that that's led us, I think it's been too wide a berth, and so we've struggled with it for a little while, and so we're looking to evolve it. This level isn't going anywhere.
No.
And there being a very specific reward at this level isn't going anywhere, but we just want to be like really transparent and then ultimately like ask for your input on what this turns into.
Yeah. We've had a lot of different discussions here, you know, because we've been very inspired by like Marvel Club and what's been going on over there. And that stuff has been kind of fun. And, you know, of course, the Marvel Club final month is going to come around where, you guys are going to get the Spider-Man print. And we haven't quite at this point in the time this recording made the decision of like what Spider-Man movies we're going to cover. But we are going to cover some very exciting ones, I think. And we should do a fun one, too. Like we should watch an episode of the old Spider-Man cartoon or something.
Well,
like
we also have talked about maybe throwing in Black Panther into that milieu as well.
Oh, that's fair. Yes, we're sitting, I don't know. I'm stumbling here. Help me out, Ashley.
So Jason and I have also for years on and off talked about doing a more film centric podcast. And I think that is the direction that we are leaning into right now. So you can sort of consider this episode to be a pitch episode.
Well, yeah. So I want to throw out, we don't really have a concrete idea, but we're going to throw out some ideas here. And based on your comments on this Patreon post or on your comments in the Discord, please, we want to hear all feedback, positive, negative, even stuff of like, no, Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures should not go.
Because if that's the overriding, comment, then we'll go back to the drawing board and we'll figure something else out.
Like right now, our gut is telling us that it should be a new show that would be at this level, that is inspired by, that would be a movie club, where the idea is that we would tell you the movie that we would be watching next month, and you watch it and you can watch it with us. We've even had the idea of maybe making it a live stream so that you all could participate. So like once a month we would be like, we're going to record and hey, here, we'd tell you the date and you could come and ask us questions live. And then if you can't make it, you would just hear the audio of it later.
Yeah.
Or you could watch the video later, whatever. But the idea is like very, like I said, very inspired by Marvel Club, where like we'd bring up fun research and we'd bring fun up little stuff like this. And I think right now we don't really know the theme. Because the one caveat that I want is I do not just want to only watch comic book movies.
Yeah.
That's the caveat.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of them. I don't even want to start, like, because the one pitch I've heard from a lot of people are like, watch all the Superman movies or watch all the comic movies, like starting from Batman 66.
Yeah. Or watch all the Marvel movies is when we get a lot.
Yes. And the Marvel movies the same way. But to me, that is not enjoyable.
We also have been talking about, with Marvel movies in particular, like we started this podcast during phase two.
Yeah.
So we have covered a lot of Marvel movies just on Geek History Lesson, on Geek History Lesson Extra, or through other, other videos.
We've talked them to death.
Yeah.
And I want to say too, like if we, there's an interesting idea of like doing superhero movies in chronological order, but the only downside is that if we have, if you make the caveat of you have to watch them all, I know we're going to get into some big ruts.
Well, then if you're doing all comic book movies, like, are we doing History of Violence?
Yes.
Are we, you know, things like that.
If it is based on a comic book, it is. So we would watch like Ghost World. We would watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
We would watch History of Violence. We would watch Road to Perdition.
Mm-hmm.
We would watch Hellboy. We would watch like, but the problem with that is that most of the 90s is going to be a slog.
Yeah.
And that's like 10 movies before we ever get to anything even fairly interesting like Blade.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we'd have to go through all the Superman movies, have to go through the Batman movies. We'd have to go through the terrible Halle Berry Catwoman movie. So that's to say, like, that creates a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. So the other idea we had, and I don't know quite how to, I've had some discussions with Jason and Jeremy, John about Justice League co-host Jeremy Skinner. I've had conversations with Ashley about this, is a movie podcast, but a movie club podcast where it is kind of up to chance. A little bit of the idea that like when Ashley and I begin the episode, or we quite don't know what the next month's movie is going to be.
Yeah,
so, or something like, again, we would always give you the warning, but we would end the podcast being like, next month is going to be this.
Yeah.
It's going to be this episode, or it's going to be this podcast. And the other idea is that, so one is that it'd be like, oh, it'd be interesting to see that they have to connect somehow. Like somebody has to work on them, or somebody has to, an actor, a director,
a character,
a series, like say, like if we do watch Batman Begins, like I'm saying, like comic movies could be in this. Like we'd be like, oh, we got to watch Dark Knight, or we got to watch The Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. We got to do it. But it would be like more fun to like, if you like, after a couple of years, you look at this list and you'd be like, how did we get down this weird road? But the other idea we've had is sort of like a concept that I've called for a long time. I've wanted to start a podcast for a long, long time. I almost did it in 2013 called Film Baby. And the idea was to watch a series of movies with somebody that was made before they were born.
Mm-hmm. And that are considered seminal in some way, shape, or
yes.
form.
Yes. And at the time, the person that I was going to do it with was born in like 1985.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to watch all these movies made before 1985 that they had never seen before. I don't think we'll do that because we do want some movies from the 90s. We do want some movies from the 2000s and the 2010s. We don't want to just make it, but we do also want to go back far. It would be fun to go back to a 60s movie or a 50s
yeah.
movie. But I wonder the sauce that maybe excites me and Ashley the most is the idea that whatever the other movie that's chosen is a movie that neither one of us have seen before.
Yeah.
But then that takes out a lot of movies. That takes out, like, we can't watch Batman Begins. We can't watch Dark Knight Rises. Or it has to be something like, we can't have seen the movie in the last 5 years. Like, it's been a while.
That's interesting.
Because then that would allow us to go down like a Dark Knight rabbit hole, or a Star Trek rabbit hole, or even a Star Wars rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, it gets into semantics here, right? Where you're just like, well, what are the rules here, and what are the things? You know, so like, again, this is what we're looking for input here. We like the movie club idea. We like some version of, we haven't seen it. Maybe there's even something like the Cinephiles podcast that John Rocha does with Stephen Morris. They have the rule that it has to be something more than 10 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it has to, they cannot talk about it unless it has at least a decade, which I kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're like, okay, so right now it'd be like, we can't talk about anything that was made post 2012.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
We've also talked about maybe switching off. So 1 month would be a movie Jason has seen, but I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. And then the next month would be a movie that I have seen that Jason hasn't seen, and stuff like that. So, I've seen this movie, but say Jason picked, Dances with Wolves 1 month, then the next month I would have to find a movie that he hadn't seen that somehow tied into.
That has some connection.
Maybe Graham Greene is also in it.
Well, I would even say like maybe the connection is even that it's a Western.
Yeah.
Or that, yeah, Graham Greene, or that it's a period piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like the connections could be like that.
Yeah, loose, in
my opinion. But we got to nail it down because the one thing I don't want this to be is I don't want this to be random movie club.
Yeah, exactly.
I want this to have a purpose or a feeling.
Mm-hmm. I'll throw this out there too. I know that our Studio Ghibli episodes are pretty popular and we didn't do any this year because none of them have anniversaries. But if people would like to see us do series, like do all the Studio Ghibli movies that you haven't seen or do all of the, these movies that you haven't seen, like, we're open to those types of suggestions as well.
We are open. I don't know. I don't know if I would want to do every Studio Ghibli movie in a row.
I'm just,
we're just
open to all suggestions.
We are. You know, it's funny. This just came to the top of my head. I wonder if there's something to the idea of Canada and America. The idea, or Canada and Kansas, or something like that, where it's like, every movie you suggest has to have a connection to it in a Canadian. Now that could be as simply as there is a Canadian actor in it.
Sure.
Or there is a Canadian that worked on the movie, or it's set in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And mine has to be, it has to be connected to Kansas, but maybe mine has to be the Midwest because maybe Kansas is too limiting.
Yeah, it could be.
Cause I might run out of movies.
That's not bad.
There's something there like that. And then that could have like a funny, like, you know, it could have a like poutine and pizza movie club. You know, something like that. I don't know. But anyways, those were our thoughts on this. There will be something at this level.
Yes.
And for the rest of the year, guys, don't worry. Like, yeah, I think Black Panther is a good idea. Will you write that down, Ashley, somewhere?
Yeah, I have it in a note in a document because we've talked about it twice.
We're going to do Black Panther. I think we're going to do Spider-Verse.
We're definitely going to do Spider-Verse. If we're going to do any other Spider movies,
it's going to be another Spider movie.
TBD, which one it is.
We would love to hear. Well, you may not hear it. We'll have to decide it by the time you guys hear
this.
So,
yeah.
But we'll figure out a fun one.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun one.
You also get our little production history. When we commissioned the art and planned Marvel Club,
yep.
Spider-Verse was coming out this year. And there was a big question mark on if Wakanda Forever was coming out this year.
Yep.
And we doubled down on Spider-Man and we were wrong.
We figured Spider-Man was definitely happening.
It was the one that was not moving.
Well,
and by that point, Wakanda Forever was still shut down.
Well, so. Wakanda Forever was in the middle of a COVID outbreak.
Yeah, so.
So we were like, oh, there's no way that movie happens this year.
Yeah.
And then the animated movie.
We bet on the wrong anthropomorphic Marvel franchise.
We bet against Sony being shitty, and Sony was shitty.
Yeah.
Look at us. What fools we are.
I'm excited for the Spider-Verse episode. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we got to figure out when we're going to do those.
Yep.
So.
Want to talk about books
this early?
I don't know.
I mean, what do you think? Like, I mean, does this sound show? So everybody leave your suggestions down below.
Yeah. If we both hadn't already seen it and it was so bad, I would fully have been like, we should watch Troy for the first episode.
No,
it would be so funny.
I mean, you're just saying that because we recorded the previous Jason Nash.
I know we talked about it.
So like you have the Odyssey in your head.
Yeah, very much.
You know, like, I wonder if there's something to the idea of, again, this, it has to have a connection. So the movie you pick, and it doesn't matter if I've seen it before or not, the movie you pick that we watch has to have a connection to your personal history.
Mm.
I'm about to sneeze, so.
You're going to watch us bend over backwards, too.
Yeah, like, or like, or like, you know, like, you're like, oh, I saw this in high school class, da-da-da-da-da-da.
I can't wait to make you watch The Little Mermaid.
Oh, God. Maybe you want to hear me curse about it for an hour. I don't know if that's too loosey-goosey.
I don't know. Let's see what people say.
Because there's like, I want parameters. I want parameters.
Yeah.
It's like the film podcast that we both like is Film Sack, done by Scott Johnson. And theirs is that it has to be a film that is not highly rated on
it's, that's not,
it has to
that's
be streaming.
Not well regarded. Yes. And it's not well regarded. Streaming, yeah. Like free to stream, not like you have to buy it on Amazon.
Yeah. Or there was another one that like, there's another great podcast that was called This Had Oscar Buzz.
Yes.
Where it's like movies that people have forgotten, but like when they were released, like it was like, people were like, this is going to get nominated for best picture. And then it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like we want something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. So if you all listening to this know us better than we know ourselves, then please suggest something to us.
Well, you've given us a lot of really good guidance in the past. Uh-huh. So that's one of the reasons why. And we want to be as transparent as possible with all good things. And I don't think this is a bad thing. This is just a growing moment for us.
No.
We just want your input as well as the people who are going to be on the receiving end of whatever this new project is.
I also think it's exciting because it could allow a new level of participation.
Mm-hmm. Particularly with the, if we live stream it.
And I would love to bring guests on, which would also be fun too.
Yeah. I don't want to do guests every single episode or else the pitch would be like, well, then they get to pick the movie.
Oh, no, I think guests are a special thing. I think guests are like a once a month thing or like once a quarter.
Yeah. I was like, we're doing more than one of these a month.
But we pick a thing of we have. Like, you know, like every four episodes, you're going to get the guest episode.
Yeah.
So like in the first year, because we're going to do 12 episodes, there would be two.
Yeah.
Like you guys know, like it's like, okay, we picked this one specifically because we know we got this person.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I don't know. That's all I got.
Okay.
Do we have to talk about what we're reading on this one?
We have to talk about it on every episode.
No, we don't.
What if you only...
We're in the Wild West.
What if you only picked... movies about writers and I only picked movies about actors. It'd be so bad.
That would be such a boring podcast.
So boring. We'd watch The Artist over and over again.
I hate movies about actors and I hate movies about writers. I hate, hate. My biggest piece of advice to any writer out there that might be listening to this podcast is do not make your main character a writer if you are a writer. It is boring. Yeah. It is like Hacker. It is boring, boring, boring.
Yeah. There's exceptions, of course, but
there are exceptions to every rule. But like, I find that most of them are,
don't make your first web series or your first short film about gangsters roommates. Or roommates struggling to make it.
Yeah.
Please, dear God, make it about anything else.
Yeah. So there you go. Ashley, I recently read, Superman Under the Yellow Sun. It is an out of print one shot. I actually read it last night. I don't know who wrote it. Hold on a second. Let me Google this real quick. It was great. And if you've never heard of this one shot.
I've never heard of this one shot.
Well, you have because I told you about it.
You did.
But it is by John Moore. And it is an out of print one shot. It's 61 pages. And it is sort of it's so in the post-crisis universe, Clark Kent publishes novels.
Yes, and Lois won a Pulitzer.
He wrote one called The Janus Contract, and then his second novel is called Under a Yellow Sun. Now, it's sort of like a Tom Clancy novel. It's about a guy, like it's about like a secret agent guy who does the thing. But the way the one shot is that it is Clark trying to write the book Under the Yellow Sun and then going through his frustrations and his Daily Planet job and his Lois stuff and Lex Luthor. And then you see how that influences the actual novel. I actually really enjoyed it. I'd never read it before. And then I saw it on eBay very recently and I was like, I'm going to buy that because that's going to be great research for Super Best Friend. And I found myself enjoying it. So if you want to, there's a used copy on Amazon right now for $2.64.
We will find, I'm sure there's also a Comixology link. We will find somewhere to link to it.
I wouldn't surprise me if there's not a Comixology
link. We will find somewhere to link
there's
it.
There's a whole bunch of copies on Amazon.
Great.
So what are you reading, Ashley? It's published in 1994, by the way. Sorry.
I am reading Luda by Grant Morrison. That was their Substack project.
Uh-huh.
It is a prose book all about a drag queen theater performer who may or may not have magical powers.
Okay.
Because it's Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
And they deal a lot with the concept of glamour, but glamour in the magic with a K tradition of illusion and trickery. And they she mentors a young, their identity is not specifically shared, but Luda, the titular character, is a possibly trans girl, assigned male at birth character, who wants to learn from this elder drag queen the secrets of the glamour. And it is really good.
And Luda is their name, the main character's name?
Luda is the not the POV character, but younger character.
It's named for a character in the book.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It is like crawling around in Grant Morrison's brain, and there's a lot of comic book references in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great run about being like a young Scottish boy growing up in the 60s reading Batman comics and what that means about your identity. So I feel like you kind of get to read Grant Morrison, obviously, who recently came out as non-binary, like them grappling with some of that. And it's really fascinating. And Grant Morrison's just one of the finest writers, and to engage with their work as prose, I've really, really been enjoying.
Well, I had your other novel, Super Gods, which is a nonfiction sort of novel, and that was great.
Yeah, so I really can't recommend it enough. If you have any interest in Grant Morrison, check it out.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, everybody, let us know down below. We need to know what to do with the show.
Yeah, basically. We're asking you to be producers.
We are asking you to be producers.
Come be producers. Technically, everyone on this Patreon is a producer in the strictest definition of what being a producer is.
That is
because it's adapt to being a patron. It is donating funds to the creation of something.
It is true.
So now we're asking you to do your jobs and produce.
It is true. All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. This has been Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures.
Maybe for the last time.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll know.
The last time in this format, probably.
Well, maybe. We don't know yet.
Yeah, who knows? We'll see. The last of something.
We don't know. Here's the music. Goodbye.
Bye.